USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump and the First Lady are holding a roundtable discussion on reopening schools. Speaking at the discussion, the president says they don't want governors to keep schools closed for political reasons. At that roundtable, Cameron Vaughn, who's a high school student, says schools being reopened are needed for students across the country.
Coming on behalf of the students, it really means a lot just to be able to get back out, and it means a lot to our emotional health and our mental health just to be out there with our friends, because a lot of us don't have that opportunity.
The United States has formally withdrawn from the World Health Organization. The note is sent to the UN Secretary General. That's according to a White House official. President Trump announced in May that we would be withdrawing from the UN agency over what the president described as pro-China bias. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature changing the world, one life at a time.
I have seen a change in how I feel. I do feel better. I actually feel like doing stuff, if that makes any sense. It's just a better feeling just throughout my whole body.
Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
We've heard a lot about lost jobs because of COVID-19, but a government report says there are lots of job openings lately. Here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
The report from the Labor Department shows there were 5.4 million available positions as of the end of May, and that's an increase of 401,000 openings from the previous month. The sectors that saw increases include accommodation and food services, retail trade, and construction. There were thousands of fewer openings, though, with the federal government and educational services.
Up to 1,000 Georgia National Guard troops are being activated following violence in the state. Buildings, including the state capitol in Atlanta, will be protected as Republican Governor Brian Kemp declared a state of emergency on Monday. Kemp says the city must return to law and order, and the mayor of Atlanta, Keisha Lance Bottoms, says she has tested positive for COVID-19. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
Another summit between President Trump and Kim Jong-un anytime soon is looking unlikely based on a new statement from the North Korean government. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
North Korea is doubling down on its recent stance that it had, quote, no intention of meeting with the United States again anytime soon, and criticized South Korea's so-called meddling in its relationship with Washington. A statement from the Director of U.S. Affairs at the nation's foreign ministry says, explicitly speaking, once again, we have no intention to sit face-to-face with the United States. North Korea also slamming the idea of another U.S.-North Korea summit back on Saturday, when it said in a statement the United States is, quote, mistaken if it thinks like negotiations would still work for us. Relations between the United States and North Korea have frozen ever since the second Trump-Kim summit held last year in Vietnam failed to produce an agreement on issues like sanctions relief for the North and a timetable for proceeding with denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Facebook's COO Sheryl Sandberg says the platform is dedicated to getting better and faster at removing hate speech. Her announcement comes as companies like Ford and Pepsi are pulling their advertising from Facebook in a Stop the Hate for Profit campaign. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.